This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, I think with the trends on TikTok, I want to ask an absolute expert all about what we can do to make our hair lovely and fabulous. We're seeing a massive shift towards the skinification of hair, where people are actually treating their scalp with the same care as their face. As a result, hair health is a huge priority. What are some of your must-have products or treatments for a healthy scalp?
Well, for me, I believe to have healthy hair, you do have to have a healthy scalp. So one question I ask people is, when is the last time you've actually used an exfoliator on your scalp? Exfoliating your scalp is really, really important, and you need to understand your scalp needs as well. So like, I'd be using like a scalp renewed shampoo or an energizing shampoo. Especially some people come into me and they'll say, I've an oily root and dry hair, which is 100% possible. It can be dry root and oily hair or whatever. It's down to your scalp. So to focus on your scalp, you need a really clean scalp. You need to make sure that there's no product buildup. So exfoliating your scalp is really, really important, and not enough people do that. So I would be concentrating on that. And especially like, there's a lot of different stuff you can use for your scalp as well. Like some people like to use creams on their face. It's no harm to rub it into your hairline either. It does work for it.
Is there one thing that people should stop doing to their hair to improve its health?
Yes, banish me now. But tight back, slick back hair, it really needs to like stop. People are using so much product on their hair to like do that slick back. They're getting a build up on their scalp, but also they're putting so much tension on their hair. Their scalp is suffering, and you'll get like tension spots. You'll get like hairline alopecia. Like, it's just so harsh on your scalp. Now, look, I'm all for a slick back look if it's done correctly. People are going around with facelifts from slick back buns, and it's really hurting the scalp and the hairline.
Hairline alopecia is a massive thing. How do you even spot the signs of that if you yourself are going through that?
So what I'd be looking out for is a lot of people will have like a lot of breakage around the hairline, or they'll have these like white spots that almost look like, you know, like a white head on your face. That's actually where your hair is being pulled so tight and the cuticle of the hair is being stretched. It's gonna, in the end, the hair around your hairline is so fragile. It's such a fawny kind of light hair that it doesn't take much to actually pull it out. It just, it needs to be a lot more gentler. There is different ways of doing it. Like what I do, if I was doing a slick back, kind of like section out the hairline of your hair, slick back the rest of it, because the hair is stronger. And then with your hairline, just use like a comb with a little bit of hairspray, like your back combing comb works brilliant. Put your hairspray on your comb and just brush that back. And the Smooth company actually have the hair mane brush, which is brilliant for bringing it back, and there's no tension on the hair then.
Your hair might not be able to do that, even though it looks great on somebody. Your hair and the type of hair that you have might not withstand that type of pulling and dragging and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And it's not like one size fits all either. And you'll see TikTok trends, and but they're not showing what their hair is actually like without all that product, without all that pulling back. You're not seeing the split ends, the frizzy bits, the broken hairs, which you're going to have if you're slicking the hair back so tight all the time.
Yeah. The quiet luxury aesthetic is really huge right now, and it's all about looking effortlessly chic. What's the key to creating a style that looks really polished and expensive, but it feels low maintenance for your clients?
There I'd be going less is more. Kind of like, you could use your heatless rollers, your sock curls, braids. Like if you like dampen down your hair and you braid it before you go to bed at night. I don't recommend going to bed with wet hair, but like slightly damp hair, braid it. Get up in the morning and take out your braid. You've got lovely kind of like wavy curls in your hair. Like less is more, and it's more of kind of like a put together look. You can use like cute little styles, like a low bun, like a chinogue, or you can do like your little half up, half down. Less product, less heat, and allow your hair to actually breed.
I guess if we moved on to 90s and Y2K hairstyles, they're back with a modern update, though. What's the secret to reinterpreting a classic? Maybe it's the bouncy blow dry or a butterfly cut, so it actually feels fresh and not dated. And maybe that people can actually do it themselves at home, because it's great to have these ideas, but you need to be able to perfect it.
That's it. And I do love the Y2K hairstyle. They're bold, they're playful. And we're getting a lot of them in lately of people that are going like to functions or whatever. And basically, all you're doing is something very, very simple with the hair, like little braids back off their face, pull them out loose. You can use like product to like give that bouncy blow dry look. And like heat, you can use heat if you're using heat protector, which is the main thing. I find if you get your large curling bar and just kind of like loosely like curl the hair around and toss it out, it's really giving that like chic look.
David, you're going to stay with us for a couple of more minutes. We've got more questions. If you want to ask David a question, you can get in touch and let us know. 087-1102-107. It's The Hub on iRadio. It is The Hub on iRadio. It's Louise in with you. Right now, we're having a chat to David Keenan. Of course, he's the hair doc. He's answering lots and lots of questions. If you've got any for us, fill us in and let us know. 087-1102-107. Now, David, we've got Magella, who is asking for advice on managing different hair textures. If you're somebody with curly hair, or she says she's got coily hair, what piece of advice do you have to reduce frizz and to get great definition, especially in this humid weather we've been having? I'd say it's quite hard to manage.
It is. And you know, I've got really curly hair myself and I'm struggling. So the best thing I can say is you really need to understand your hair needs. So understand what your hair actually needs to have to look good. Reducing frizz is down to like using a really good hydrating shampoo or conditioner. I'd always recommend like a leave-in conditioner as well with curly hair. Curly hair in itself tends to be quite dry as it is, so it lacks that moisture that those lucky people with straight hair have. Mm-hmm. There's Dream Coat by Colour Wow is a brilliant, brilliant product for curly hair. It's got a heat or a leave-in heat protector. It works so good. It fights against humidity. It's keeping that moisture locked in your hair. Curly, coily hair, work through it in segments. I'd avoid brushing it as such. I'd be using like a Y2 comb, so it's less stress on the hair, and really work your product into the curl and set it into place, and you'll get more benefits from your hair because you're allowing your hair to do what it wants to do and giving it the moisture that it needs.
Brilliant, brilliant. Caroline's been in touch. What's one small change that she can make to her hair routine, whether it's a new product or a simple technique? What will have the biggest impact on her look? She's looking to change her style up for the new college year.
That's it. So, like, I love the whole, you'll hear it, wash and go kind of style. So like that, it's understanding your hair. If you kind of like play around with your hair, like one evening's there, you're at home, just play around with it, try different styles, see what works. But it is like low maintenance styles are all in. They're all in. And it's like the less work you have to put in, the better for everyone. Just try out different looks, like change your pattern around, or, you know, there's all different things you can do nowadays that still looks good. That's where like the Y2K hairstyles are really coming in as well, because they're from the 90s kind of noise era and they're brilliant to just change up your look.
Yeah, definitely. I think last but not least, we've got a message in. Have you got any advice for somebody aspiring to get into the hair world? I'm really passionate about hair, but also I want to find out how easy it is to get into the industry. And have you got a trend that you're personally most excited about for the upcoming season? So you've got somebody who's obviously interested in hair, wants to be a stylist, but maybe needs a little bit of an idea of what it's like to work in the industry.
Yeah, and that's a brilliant question, because for me, sometimes I feel like the true ethics of hairstyling has been lost somewhere along the way. Like upcoming trends now, we're kind of going back to your warmer blondes, like your honey blondes, your rich kind of browns. But for someone getting into hairdressing, they need to understand you're not going to come fresh out of college straight onto the hair salon floor and be doing hair. You're not going to be walking around real stylish with your takeaway coffee thinking you're a hairstylist. We all start from the bottom. So you have to be prepared when you're wanting to get into the hair dress and trade, to be prepared to be sweeping that floor for months. Make tea and coffee, work your way up. My advice is to get into the salon as soon as you can, watch everything, shadow a stylist, pick out a stylist that kind of represents you and what you're into, and really learn from them. It's not an easy game. It's a hard job. It's not for everybody. You need to have it in you. But if you have that flair inside of you, it will come so naturally easy and you'll love it. Like, it is one of the most supportive careers I've ever done. I love it, but it's not easy.
That's fantastic. David, of course, you have given so many great tips. If people want to follow you online, if they want to check out your content, where's the best place to go?
So on Instagram, you can find on thehairdoc_hairsalon. And on Facebook, it's thehairdoc_hairsalon.
Brilliant. David, you're such a pleasure to have a chat to. No doubt we'll have lots more questions flooding in after this chat, and I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again very, very soon on The Hub.
Louise, thanks a million for having me on again.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.